much? Did your heart go up in your throat a little bit when Lachlan hit that punt straight up?
I think it always does. Anytime that you see that guy back there, he's a scary guy. And, when the ball went in the middle of the field, to answer your question, it's tough conditions to kick in, obviously, with the wind blowing like that. You'd like to see the ball go a little wider, obviously, but it doesn't always work like that. But we've got to, as an interior unit and as gunners and everything like that, we got to be able to make up for those kicks. And, we let one out. All we had to do was keep it on the inside shoulder. There was four guys coming from the inside, and we had it for a minimal gain. Tyreek made a hell of a move, and we got it outside for a 20-yard return. And that's something that we've had in the last 3 weeks, that we've got to stop the bleeding. He's, like I said, I think he's the best returner in the game. And I'm just thankful that we didn't have to kick to him the whole game, that's for sure. And the offense kept getting first downs, that's for sure.
How frustrating is that as a coordinator to work on that practice all week, to like kick out of bounds, get inside, and
it's frustrating, but at the same time you understand that it's not that easy, and it's damn hard, And we're going back to the drawing board a little bit this week and working on some fundamental stuff and things like that I think sometimes during the year during the season that you go back and you sometimes you lose sight of. I think that we did that this week. You go through games and just like you work through your core and everything like that. And you don't have time to really go back to the fundamental work that you got to do all through the spring and everything like that. And sometimes you need to go back and hit on those fundamental things once in a while. But you don't always have the time to do that. We've made time to do that this week, and hopefully that'll make a difference.
It's interesting that you say that's difficult, because I imagine fans look at it as like, well, you just hit to the sideline, it's easy. What makes it difficult to do that?
I used to think it was really, really easy as a player myself. It's funny that you say that, because I said it to the guys out there the other day, because I was the personal protector and used to say to my punter all the time, like, just hit it out there, man. I'll go get it. I'll make the tackle if you just hit it out there. And until I was a coach, you don't realize how hard it is to get it out there. It really is really tough, especially when it's windy, and because the wind affects the drop and everything like that. So, it has to be conditions or make it really, really, really hard to put it exactly where you want. And, if it's windy, it moves the ball around on his foot and everything like that. So it'll pull the ball into the middle and things like that. The rush affects it, everything affects it. So the snap affects it, everything like that. So, there's a lot of things that go into it that people don't understand.
And you went back to fundamentals. Was that something in the Chiefs game, or was that something building in previous games?
I think it's a thing that throughout the course of anything. I think offensively, defensively, and special teams, that you don't get to practice the things that you work on all off season. The slipping blocks, the stacking blocks, the beating double teams, the all those things that you practice all spring. You don't have time to do that during the season because you're installing and you're practicing the game plan and you're doing all those things. You see what I'm saying? And so I think it's always good to go back and touch on the things that made you successful maybe early in the year. That all that preparation did, and we started doing that this week, and so hopefully that'll make a difference. Like I said.
Obviously, the ball flies farther in Denver. Is that something that you guys think about or factor into the game plan at all this week?
Not so much. I think it'll fly a little bit. But playing out there myself, I think the field will be a little wetter out there. The ball will fly a little farther. I think the returners will have a little bit of an adjustment just because it'll carry a little farther. But I think just for everybody else, the air will be a little thinner. For the guys that are playing a bunch of offense or defense and stuff like that, I think their lungs will be burning a little bit just from living out there and training and stuff myself. I think that'll be an adjustment, but, they'll get used to it, and I don't think it'll be that big of an adjustment.
Is the like the pregame analysis more important there because the distances are going to be different because the air is thinner, or is it sort of just your standard pregame?
Yeah, I think it's standard. You know, once you find the cleats to use and everything like that, you know, and after the first quarter, it'll be fine. I think that everything will be good after that.
Brent, this wasn't a big deal, but Kansas City's first extra point, 12 men on the field. I don't know if I've ever seen 12 men on an extra point. I'm just curious, what kind of happened there?
We had a guy that just had a mental error and just shouldn't have been out there.
So he came on or he didn't come off?
Oh, he didn't come off.
Okay.
Yeah. Wasn't too happy.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
Not sure
I've
seen that on extra point
before. Yeah, I hadn't either. Yeah, I hadn't either.
So you're saying when a punter goes to punt in MetLife and it's like sort of the winter's wind, when he drops the ball, the wind can actually...
Yeah, it'll move it on his foot. Yeah. It'll move it on his foot and it'll change the whole trajectory of the ball and where the ball goes and everything like that. It's
Sean
crazy.
Google Sean Lindell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody good?
Thank you, guys.
I was thinking more of that.